Time for Morning Conversation. We welcome in Jill Kramer, Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director. Didn't I just see you? Well, I guess it's been a month.
Yeah, it has been a month. The time flies when you're, having fun.
Well, sure. And happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the shout-out on Monday. It was a great day, so it's just amazing how many people that can, you can talk to and you hear from on Facebook, and it was just, I'm feeling pretty blessed.
Excellent. Excellent. And everything was good, and you had a little shindig afterwards.
Yes, a lot of my closest friends.
Wonderful. And you have a guest.
I do have a guest today. Well, first of all, happy April Fool's Day.
Right? Got to keep your guard up. Tough to do.
I got to tell you, on the way here, I made a little phone call with some crocodile tears and told my husband, I was like, I hit a deer. And he's like, not today, sunshine.
Wow, he knew, huh?
I go, I suppose after all these years, I am a pretty good trickster on April Fool's Day, so I've gotten some good ones over the years. That's probably for another time, but okay. I could probably make a list. But no fool, and I have a great guest today, Ashley Krause. Ashley is the Education Coordinator for Continued Ed for DIAC. So welcome, Ashley.
Hi,
glad you're
thank
here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. So let's talk about changes in continuing education.
Some changes that we have Discover U, that's new here, and then we also have the Business and Workforce Solutions.
All right, let's jump in and talk about those. Let's start with Discover U.
Okay, so Discover U focuses on personal enrichment and volunteer opportunities. So it's a great new program that we have.
And you mentioned Business and Workforce Solutions.
Yes, so those are training opportunities customized strictly for businesses and needs to connect job seekers or employees with career paths. We have short-term certificates, and those are designed to get trained quickly and meet employment goals. And then there's lots of opportunities right now for free training for job seekers, employees, and businesses.
Ashley, I'm sure there's opportunities coming up in the not-too-distant future.
Yes, we have so much going on at NIAC. So we have a beekeeping certificate class coming up at the end of April. That sounds like a ton of fun. We also have the gardening seminar on April 20th, and that will be at the campus in Mason City. We also are working on some youth activities in the Garner and Forest City area and Lake Mills. I have some cooking classes for kiddos coming up, geocaching, which is a new kind of thing and sounds like a good family activity. We're going to have that in Garner in July. And then I have a night hike set up for Forest City. We're going to go to Dead Man's Lake and go at nighttime.
Ooh.
Yeah. Be a little spooky. And hopefully you see some wildlife and everything after dark and see how it goes. So
there are a lot of wonderful
I look forward to that. Yeah.
Ashley, how much do these classes cost?
Honestly, it just varies on the class, how long it goes, the supplies. For example, next week in Garner, we have a class funding or helping your credit scores, and that's a $19 class. But say like the beekeeping certificate class, it's about 8 weeks, and that's $149. So just depends.
Okay. How do you decide what to offer?
Just going out into the community, connecting with schools. I've been to several schools asking, what are we looking for? Community, groups, businesses, social groups. I watch Facebook, see what things are going on in other communities that we aren't having locally, and just try to provide that. Also, we'd love to hear from people about what they want in their community, and we could have it right in their backyard.
So. I know I sat on that committee earlier this year and just kind of talked about things that we wanted to see in the community. So I really appreciate the, asking us for feedback. It's nice to hear.
Yes,
so
it's good.
Some good classes coming up.
Yep.
Are you looking for people to teach classes?
Yes. So if you have a passion, a skill, anything that you love to do, and you want to get paid for doing what you love to do, contact me. I'd love to hear from you.
How can we contact you?
Well, you can go to NIAC.edu and search for continuing education, or you can contact me at 641-923-2252.
Anything else for the good of the cause?
NIAC is just having so much with continuing ed. There's so many activities, so many different things. Whether you're in school, an individual, or a business, we have something for you. So contact us.
Yeah, and it sounds like you guys are doing some great new branding, and especially with the Discover U and the Business Workforce Solutions. So there's so much more that they're offering through continued ed. So you guys, it's not the same old continued ed that we've seen over the years.
Nope.
You've got some new leadership in the area, and it just I've just seen some great changes. So get out on that website. Call up Ashley, call up NIAC, because there are some things that you can't even imagine what they're offering. So, and we exactly. Right here in our own area.
It's fantastic. Guys, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful weekend and keep your guard up.
Yes.
And a shout out. Another shout out.
Well, you know, April 1st, and, you know, there's a lot of jokes going on, but I just want to say, I'm not joking when I want to say, happy retirement to Jim Hastie. He's a general manager at IMT. He's been there for years. He's been on our Hancock County Economic Development Board. He's just been a great community asset. So I just want to say, Jim, and good luck. I hope you and Dee have a great next chapter in your life.
Well said. Congratulations on a wonderful career.
Yes, very much. Thank you, Jim Hastie.
Ashley, Jill, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
This is Morning Conversation on KNW.